Sometimes you get a good feeling. What's up, guys? PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Yes, it is the vibe check. We're just checking in this morning. We do this every day on the show. So
yes, we do.
Hit us up. Are you in your good vibes? Tell us why. Halloween is tomorrow. It's 75 degrees today. Tomorrow will follow. Where's our friends at?
They are here and ready to ride with their good vibes. Who is the first one? We have Emily. Emily says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. Feeling good this morning because my costume is finally came from Amazon, and I'm very excited.
Oh, we love that. What's the costume? You got to tell us.
I know, right? And did you return it afterwards? Or will you return it afterwards?
Will you?
That's the question.
Okay. I wonder what the busiest neighborhood is for trick-or-treating in all of Rochester.
I think it's the one in Irondequoit that we saw on the news. The one that they go all out with the decorations. If you're in that neighborhood, well, my friend lives in there. If you're in that neighborhood, you have to have to the nines decorations in your house decked out. And
yeah,
he said that people have been doing drive-bys of just like scoping it out, checking it out. I said, how many pieces of candy did you buy? He said, 500 to 600.
Yeah, I had a friend that dropped $200 on candy.
Like, that's wild.
I mean,
better you than me.
Yeah. All right, well, good luck with the costume. Hope it fits like a glove.
Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great.
Amy!
We took a day off and slept in, so I'm feeling recharged and going to take Vaughn and Romeo to the park yesterday.
She's going to take him to the park yesterday?
I'm sorry, to the park today and enjoy the nice weather. Have a great day, guys. Yeah, it's going to be nice out. Amy, gotta get outside. Gotta get outside. So important to get outside, especially, I mean, listen, tomorrow is going to be a high of 78, and then probably November 1 on Friday is going to drop down to like 40, so I would just send it right now.
Yeah, you better get after it. You're going on the boat.
I am.
Going on the boat
tomorrow. I really am.
I love it. We were not this comfortable last year around this time. I'll tell you that much.
No, we were not. This person says, feeling good, waking up to the score of the Yankees game. Let's go.
11-4 last night. They absolutely crushed it. You know what's happening right now. The Yankees are teasing us because they're going to go back to Yankee Stadium tonight. Most likely lose it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't want to be that guy. Well, I don't want to be that guy. But
these things happen.
I was excited last night before I went to bed. Yesterday, I had a self-care day.
Mm. What'd you do?
I went and got a haircut, and then I went for a run.
Nice.
And then I went to Lumos, did a cold plunge, did a sauna.
Yeah.
And then I made a really nice, healthy dinner. Some salmon, some rice, some salad.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a good day yesterday. Tomorrow night for Halloween, I'm going to my brother's. Because, you know, every year they do the fire pit in the driveway. Everyone dresses up.
Mm-hmm.
They order a bunch of sheet pizzas. It's like five of us.
I love it.
Do we need three sheet pizzas for five of us? But it's fun because now it's the twins' first Halloween. They're only 9 months old.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to that.
All right. And then mine for today, good vibes. I'm going to the movies tonight with my girlfriend. I'm excited to see, I think it's called like A Moment in Time or something like that, with Florence Pugh, my queen.
Which theater do you go to typically?
The Regal in Victor. Or I like the one in Webster, AMC, but it's kind of far.
Anybody been to the Apple Cinema yet in Pittsford Plaza?
Yeah, I have. It's nice. I mean,
it's pricey.
I just don't like eating in the dark. So, yeah.
Why?
I went to one of those like movie taverns one time in Syracuse. And I like bit into my burger and
oh, you're getting full meals.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a full restaurant, and like I bit into my burger and there was like tomato and stuff on it, and I told them not to put it on there, so it's like
That's, and you'll never go back. You wrote a Yelp review and everything like
not
that.
Not into it. So.
Nope. Done. Took one horrible time to you're done.
Yeah, I just don't like eating in the dark. And then I went to Toronto one time and my girlfriend at the time took me to this restaurant that was pitch black. All the servers were blind.
Oh, yeah. I heard about this. I was going to go to one out in Los Angeles. I never made it.
It was very strange.
That entire experience, pitch dark.
Pitch dark. Not one speck of light.
And so they want to give you a feel of what it's like to be blind. And the servers are blind.
Yep. It was crazy. And I was like, I was like eating my chicken with a knife. Not me slicing my mouth open.
That's interesting. No dim lights at all. Not even one. You hear everybody talking?
Yeah. I was like, that's wild. I hope no one opens fire.
That's wild.
Yeah.
It's interesting that you went to that thought. Okay.
Or there's a fire or an emergency of any kind.
They probably have figured this out by now. Mm. I'm sure that came up in a meeting.
For sure.
Dozens of people, you guys, came out yesterday to hear the results of a community survey that they took about what's going on and the problems they're facing on Monroe Avenue. You probably won't be shocked to hear the percentage that says Monroe Ave is not safe. But we'll go ahead and tell you what they plan on doing with that coming up for the big story of the day next on PXY. Stay there.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Dozens of people came out yesterday to hear the results of a community survey they took about the biggest problems facing Monroe Avenue today in Rochester, and to also share some solutions they came up with. But 1,000 people took the survey. 15% say, yes, Monroe Ave is totally safe. Most likely, those 15% saying it live on the opposite side of the city.
150%.
Over 68% agree that Monroe Avenue is ready to support new local businesses. But, I mean, they would like to see public safety improved. There's no point in opening new businesses
just for it to get smashed in. And no one's going to want to open a business there. Sorry.
Not right now, especially with these statistics. But this person says, I took the survey because Monroe Avenue is not as safe as it used to be. I got my leg broken by criminals just last year. It said Lisa Jacks, the owner of Park Avenue Pets. And she shared her feedback on possible solutions to the crime happening on Monroe Avenue. Revitalizing Monroe Avenue pretty much begins and ends with having the Monroe Theater occupied with a business where people go in and out all day long, and it is a vital part of the avenue instead of a boarded up, derelict hole in the avenue with junkies and homeless and drug dealers, she said. She's very passionate about the topic. God. And, you know, roughly 100 people were at the coalition meeting, including neighbors, business owners, clergy, police, city council members. Everyone was there, and they came together to celebrate the positive results from the survey, but also are looking to improve the negatives. And one of those huge negatives is a lack of public safety. But right. The coalition will hold its next meeting, which is going to be a brainstorming session on December 2nd. And the coalition also plans to apply for grants to bring more money into the neighborhood. Same thing they did with like Main Street there, where they're trying to get rid of that eyesore at the corner and revitalize it. They want to do the same thing Monroe Avenue. And it's needed.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've driven down there at 2 a.m. Where do we used to go after the bars?
I definitely wouldn't do that.
Mark's Texas Hots? That's on Monroe Ave, right?
I definitely wouldn't do that. I don't know. I don't really go down Monroe Ave that much. So
you should start.
No, I'm so good on that.
You would bring such a vessel of white light to the area.
I'm so good. No, thanks.
So we'll see what happens with that. But they are looking to put their heads together and collectively make Monroe Avenue a better place. Coming up on the show,
let's make Monroe Ave great again.
We have a woman by the name of Carla who's going to be calling in on the show to give a little PSA on why allowing your child to go trick-or-treating is the worst thing you can do for your kid. These are her views, not ours. She texted in yesterday after the show, demanded we share this. We said no. You can do it, though. And I get holidays may not be everyone's cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason she's giving on why this holiday needs to be put to a stop, I just find it so bizarre. But we'll get her on the phone with us coming up next on PXY. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy here. Thank you guys for starting the morning off with us. Carla is officially on the phone now. Long story short, she sent us a text message after the show yesterday and says Halloween and trick-or-treating should be canceled. And you two need to let people know. And of course, we said, absolutely not. For one, we love Halloween. And two, if you think it's such a terrible holiday, then you should call us up and tell us why yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Which she agreed to do. Let's get around with us. Hi, Carla. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What's the vibe here? Because we got your message yesterday or your text from after the show. I'm glad you decided to be the one to come on and share how you're feeling about Halloween, because these are not the views of Breezy and I.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, I am not trying to be one of those crazy listeners, because God knows you guys have your fair share.
We sure do.
I did want to come on and just share with parents that this whole Halloween trick-or-treating thing, it's just getting so ridiculous more and more and more every year.
Okay.
You know, Halloween was created for consumers to buy more candy and plastic. Right.
I don't know any of
them. We understand this, that it contributes to the environmental crisis.
Well,
I feel like everything does. But yeah, go on.
I'm a fan of Reese's or 100 grand.
Well, it's also kind of a demonic and offensive holiday, especially if you're Catholic. Okay. I have been baptized.
Same.
And the whole nine. Okay.
Mm.
Now,
confirmed.
Look at all of these unhealthy kids today. We've got that going too, right? Kids that are just fat, and the parents are walking around and they're wondering, why is their kid a diabetic?
Well, that's just one night out of the year.
Okay, Carla.
I don't think Halloween one night out of the year contributes to the obesity factor that's taking place in this country.
The kids aren't turning diabetic on November 1.
They're walking around going door to door begging for candy, and they fill these pillowcases to the brim. They don't eat it all in one day.
Of course not.
Well, you know,
no.
I live in Pittsford, and God forbid I close my blinds and shut the lights off, because I don't want to participate in this. Now, I have to peek out my window all night waiting for some kid idiot to start egging my house.
Has that happened before to you?
Well, not yet, but it's bound to happen.
Okay, Carla.
Well, with that attitude, Carla, sure.
Yeah, you're definitely, that's called divine intervention. But okay, continue.
Have you always felt this way about Halloween? Like, when did this start? Did you as a kid ever go trick-or-treating?
Yeah, when I was a kid, we participated a little. But this has just become so out of hand. And honestly, it is such a stupid holiday. I started a Facebook group about it. More and more people are agreeing with me. Kids today, they are tired, they are fat, and a lot of it has to do with Halloween.
I don't know. I just hear a very negative person. That's all I hear, Carla.
I don't know why this affects you so deeply. Maybe it's because you never won a costume contest as a young lattice, but maybe not. I don't know.
I mean, you think that's it? Do you think you're just bitter from your past Halloween experiences?
Look, only God can judge me. You want to judge me? That's your business.
Listen, we just want to know why. You're the one that decided you wanted to call in and take a crap on Halloween and every kid that participates in it. When it's one night a year, what is the big deal?
Right.
You're giving kids some candy.
I have to lose sleep to make some other kid fat?
How much sleep are you losing?
What are you talking about?
What are you going to bed at 6 p.m.?
I didn't say that you have to agree with me.
No, I don't think many people do. So
that's
I don't know.
Okay, a lot of people are fat.
Well, okay.
Okay, you sound very fat phobic right now. So I'm concerned about your stance
sound like you're calling names right now.
No, we're not, Carla. That's not what we're doing. But I first of all, you called into our show. You're talking about how much you hate Halloween, and I'm still baffled over here trying to figure out how it affects you so deeply. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. And then you're bringing God and religion into it. Like, God's not third mic right now. Like, what are we doing?
It's just that when you texted us yesterday, you were very, very adamant about sharing your views on Halloween. And we said, we're not going to say it for you. If you want to come on the show, you can do it yourself, what you're doing. So there's going to be a little bit of backlash, not just from us, from everybody listening, Carla. Don't get me wrong. Yes, you are 100% entitled to your opinion and your views on any holiday. That's fine. But to go on and just start bashing kids for being fat and blaming Halloween on the obese epidemic, I just disagree with it.
Well, you are entitled to your opinion, and I'm entitled to mine.
Okay, that's Carla. True.
Well, I don't know if you heard this, but we are collectively here at the radio station, along with the town of Pittsford. We've been sending out proposed bills to county elected officials to introduce a new bill to make it mandatory, where Halloween is not just one night during the month of October, Carla, but every night for all 31 days.
You are so full of it, your eyes are probably brown.
Oh my gosh. Talk about demonic. All right, Carla. Yeah, he kind of is. But nevertheless, thank you so much for the insight this morning. Really just it set me up for a good day.
I just want to let you know, Carla, we have a woman by the name of Michelle texting in. And she says, it's always the people who are the loneliest and the most depressed who want to ruin the fun for everyone, especially with kids.
If making kids unhealthy makes me not fun, then I'm all right with that.
All right.
Okay, Carla.
Well, we do appreciate you caring for about these kids, Alf. And that's the silver lining here.
Thank you.
All right, Carla. Thanks for calling in. I hope you have a good Halloween.
And have a good day yourself. And parents out there, do better by your kids.
Okay, Carla. All right.
Thanks, Carla.
Bye.
Sounds like she needs a Snickers.
Yeah, she really pumped me up this morning.
You're not you when you're hungry, Carla. Damn.
It's kind of early for that. Sorry, everyone.
Wow. Okay, she's absolutely triggered. So there's that.
A listener said, Moose and Breezy, I too live in Pittsburgh. Can you please let me know where this woman lives? I have about 75 kids in my neighborhood, and we would love to collectively head to this woman's house to do trick-or-treating tomorrow evening. Thanks. This lady sucks. Just because she's not interested in the holiday, all of a sudden we need to cancel it. Because she's under the impression that all the kids in this country are obese because of one night out of the year where they eat candy. Give me
a
break.
I'm super confused. She thinks everyone turns diabetic November 1, so I'm like, that's simply not how science works. But okay.
It's like, that was
take
wild.
A biology class.
I mean, man, what's going on in Pittsburgh, huh?
I don't think it's Pittsburgh. I think it's just Carla. And also, like, go somewhere, go to dinner or something. Just make yourself not available.
She's just,
I'm not leaving my house.
All I picture is this older woman peeking through the blinds all night.
Literally. All night.
Waiting for her house to get egged.
Damn kids.
All right.
I'm like, how many times has your house actually been egged? She's like, well, none yet, but like, it's coming for sure.
It's definitely probably coming, yeah. 98 PXY. PXY mornings. It's Moose. It's Breezy. Welcome to the show, you guys. 75 degrees for the high today. Breezy brought up, I think we touched on it earlier this morning or even yesterday, that, I mean, we know that you've been going through a huge transformation. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of life changes. Typically, when anybody does what you've done, they feel one way and one way only.
Right.
Ecstatic.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, that hasn't been the case right now for you in the last couple of weeks.
Right.
Why?
So for those of you who may have missed it, or maybe you don't follow me on social, so you don't like actually see what I look like, but I, over the course of the last 10 to 12 months, have been undergoing a pretty significant weight loss journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I can officially say I'm down 70 pounds, which is amazing.
70?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
So that's cool.
I will tip my hat to you on that.
And, you know, I've been working my ass off. I've been doing all of the things. I've been staying consistent and just, you know, the results have followed, which is great. And all of that is so good. And I've wanted this for a really long time. And I've been very open and honest ever since I got on this show about my struggles with my weight and my eating disorders and all of the things that come with that. And this has been, honestly, like my dream and my ultimate goal to not be skinny per se. That's not ever the goal. It's just to be healthy and to feel confident in your own skin. And don't get me wrong, I've always been a very confident person, whether I was 100 pounds heavier or 50 pounds lighter.
We know that.
But it's just, it hits different when, you know, your body actually matches what you feel about yourself. So it's been really great. And everyone has been very supportive. And I've been, you know, giving myself grace through this journey. And I feel honestly like I can't really complain or talk about this because all of these good things are happening.
Right.
Like, it is a good thing.
Sure.
But recently, over the past, I don't know, couple of weeks, I talked about like how I cleaned out my closet and how I got rid of a lot of clothes. And a lot of that was just seasonal, but a lot of it was also like none of these clothes fit me anymore. And then the clothes that I did keep like, they still don't really fit me, but, like, I need clothes.
Right.
And I wake up every morning and I'm, like, trying to find something to wear. And, like, if you know anything about me, you know I'm a fashion girly through and through. I absolutely love dressing up and accessorizing and looking nice. And that's just what I love. And I'm in this in-between stage in my journey right now where, like, I'm not going to buy a whole new wardrobe because there's still more weight to come off.
Well,
so
how much more weight do you think you're going to lose?
Like 30.
So you want to altogether lose 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm. That's the ultimate goal.
I mean, and don't get me wrong. I understand your frustration with this, but it's a problem that I think so many would love to have. And you love a good deal. So you're buying a majority of your clothes at, like, Marshalls, and you're going to, where else are you shopping? Target.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so you're not having to spend a ton of money on clothes if you were to go, like, you know, Guess. Where I don't even know what the mall has to offer anymore. You're buying all your clothes online.
Right.
And that makes it even more difficult because you can't try it on.
Which is the other thing. It's like, I don't want to order all these clothes and then, like, maybe they fit and I don't know. And I know it's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people would be envious. But also on the other side of the coin, I know there's a lot of people that are going through something similar right now where their clothes don't fit in the opposite direction.
100%.
And that's a whole nother can of worms and something that people deal with. And I've dealt with both things, you know? So I just want you to know, I think the overarching theme of what I'm trying to say is, like, although these problems may seem, like, non-existent because there's so many positive things happening, there's still a back and forth push and pull with your brain of, like, it's kind of a mind twist a little bit because you're not used to this body.
Well,
and you're seeing yourself in your old version of yourself's clothing, and it's just, it's bizarre. It's bizarre.
Yeah, no, I guess I get that. I mean, listen, if I ever start coming into work consistently wearing sweatpants with the elastic band, then you know, I've gone off the rails here.
100%.
But I think that maybe, I don't know how many of you would love for you to call or text in right now if you've been in this situation where, yeah, everything great is, it's going well for you. But there's this one thing that's keeping you from 100% being able to really experience it in a joyful way.
And also, like, it kind of leads to a little bit of body dysmorphia a little bit as well, because it's something that I'm not ultra comfortable with or used to yet. So I'm like...
But when you wake up in the morning and you look in the mirror, I mean, overall, are you happy? You must be. All the work you've put in?
I definitely am. And I'm really proud of myself. And I love the way I look and feel. It's more about a feel, right?
Sure.
But it'll feel a lot more like full circle moment when I have clothes to fit the body that I've worked so hard for.
Well look, here's what you need to really start thinking about is what's to come in the future.
Right.
And what you have to look forward to.
Right.
You got a lot of life changes coming up. A, you just lost 70 pounds. B, you're moving into your girlfriend's place in Fairport. You're totally different change of scenery in the next couple of months.
Right.
C, you're going to save a buttload of money.
Mm-hmm.
And the money you do save, yeah, you're going to put away for a house, but also you can make this experience of buying a new wardrobe.
Yeah.
A positive one.
Right.
You know what I mean? There is stuff that you can look forward to.
Uh-huh.
Because all the work that you've done is not for nothing. You
right.
have to find some excitement in this. Because not everybody, they spend years and years and years trying to lose 20 pounds and they can't pull that off.
Right.
To do 70 in the amount of time you've done it in, I mean, you have no other choice, in my opinion, but to be super proud and excited about that. So the clothes thing, that's an easy fix though, Breeze.
Right. There's a lot of people weighing in that say, maybe you have a clothing exchange with some friends, have everyone bring some stuff that doesn't fit them great, and everyone can just swap. That way you're not spending a ton of money while also reduce reusing and recycling. This person says, go to Goodwill. You can get your next new set of clothes for cheap during that in-between phase. I've been there. Some clothes even still have the tags on them as well. I mean, you know I love...
Yeah, you love
If you know
Goodwill.
Anything about me, you know I love a good deal, so...
You can go to Plato's Closet, where I went. Here's a $120 pair of Express jeans for men with the tag still on. Oh, well, they're not in season, but we can give you $4. All right, I'll take it.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good. Yeah. And I think it just is hard because I am such a fashion girly. So I do want to like look and feel the, I want to get back to my OOTDs is what I really want to do. You I want to get back to my outfit of the days.
Oh, I forgot you were doing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can't do that in a bed sheet. I'll tell you that
no,
much.
No, you definitely can't. But honestly, Breeze, we're all very proud of you. So congratulations. Last time I checked in with you was 50 pounds.
I know.
Just pretty soon, you're going to be able to hang glide that Dorito and hula hoop that Cheerio.
Not me slipping through the floorboards.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
Oh, the cocaine raid on a Tuesday. It's a classic. Shall we talk about it? We shall. Okay. Police in Fairport took two people into custody for illegal cocaine sales inside of a local fried chicken shop.
What?
Yeah. Let's get into it, shall we?
Where?
In Fairport. Officers say they executed a search warrant at the Cluck If You Buck restaurant around 6 p.m. last night on Tuesday.
The Cluck If You Buck, a chicken restaurant. This is like an episode of Breaking Bad. This is Los Polos Hermanos.
Yes, 100%. Police say that they were serving more than just chicken there at the Liffbridge Lane. Do you think it was like they go up to the window to order and they're like, yeah, I'll take the spicy fried chicken with a dime bag. Like, what are we doing here?
No, you never actually directly ask for it. They're secret names.
Oh.
Like, give me the extra crispy.
Mm-hmm. I'll have the spicy fried chicken with the snow drizzled on top. There's no word yet on the name of those suspects or what will happen for that business going forward. Police say there are no outstanding suspects. But could you imagine, like, you're taking your family out, your two kids and your husband for a nice fried chicken meal at Cluck If You Buck, and then all of a sudden, everyone's, like, running around, their jaws are just off the hinges. It's too like, much.
I've never heard of this place in Fairport. I have. Who's been to Cluck If You Buck? Who's
not
been
Cluck here? If You Buck.
Oh, my God. They got a beautiful
it's
patio.
It's literally right next to the cannery.
I see that. This beautiful patio setup.
Yeah. Well, not for much longer.
You know, they're ruining
You know what? I'm looking at it. It kind of looks like a spot that would do something like this, to be honest.
Really? You think so?
I do. I mean, look at those red picnic tables. Picnic tables have seen some white.
I'm looking at the wings, and I got to be honest with you. This is a location I think I'd like to try.
For more reason than one. All right, let's move on, shall we?
All right, the Cluck If You Buck in Fairport is in some hot water. No pun intended. Coming up on the show, on Monday night, my buddy went on a date, and I'll share with you why the girl he went out with got caught red-handed in a really terrible way.
Uh-oh.
She's an employee at Cluck If You Buck. But I am, honestly...
They're like, Stephanie?
I'm so interested to hear how many of you have been in a situation similar to the one my buddy's date caught herself in. And how did you end up handling it? I'll share the whole story with you coming up after the break on PXY.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station.
Your chance at
winning. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. What's up, guys? 75 for the high today. Alrighty, we'll take that. Talk about getting caught in a sticky situation. I got tea this morning, Breeze.
Please tell me everything.
And I don't know how many of you have been in a situation similar to this one. One of my boys was out on a date with a lovely young lady.
Okay.
And they were, you know, walking around the Park Ave area and found themselves in a smaller restaurant where their seating is pretty intimate. It's close to
There's
one another.
There's literally six tables.
Yeah. Well, he's a gentleman, so he allows her to pick her seat. And she's sitting in a booth where she has a view of the entire restaurant. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his back is facing everyone behind him sitting at the bar. And while he's looking around the restaurant, he glances over and notices a guy at the bar who's looking over at the girl that he's with. Okay. So he looks at the girl and notices that she's looking at the guy. Now, the look on the guy's face was, I can't believe what I'm seeing right now. How are you even walking? And he told me the look on the guy's face was just like pure shock. I'm like, well, what's happening? What happened? Neither of them are speaking to each other. They just kind of carry on, if you will. And the guy at the bar ends up getting up and leaving. So my friend looks at the girl and he says, "What's up? You both know each other?" And she almost gets offended, he says, and says, "Oh, so, well, now we're asking each other personal questions?"
Oh, she's pissed.
He goes, "No, it just looked like you might know one another. That's all." Well,
oh, okay.
About 10 minutes go by, and my buddy says it was obvious that holding this secret in was way too much for her. So she just unloaded at that point at the table and goes, "Okay, listen, I'm going to come clean. I was supposed to go out with him tonight, but I told him I was sick."
No.
She ended up getting caught with another guy,
no,
which was my buddy. And the dude at the bar saw her, was pissed, and then ended up walking out. And I said to my friend, I said,
"That's
how did you
really bad.
How did you feel about that?" Because he's a great dude. And, you know, he said, "Actually, I really enjoyed it, considering she picked me to go out with." And especially with social media today and dating, it's so tough. Because if you're lying, you better not be posting.
Period. You can't. You literally can't. And even if people are like, "Well, just block them for the day or hide the story from them." No, because then if they're with someone who also has access to your story, they're like, "Wait, I didn't see that."
Right.
I wasn't privy to that.
Not to mention Rochester is a much smaller city than we all give it credit for.
You know,
the odds of running into somebody are pretty likely.
It is, but it isn't. Like, I've gone years with avoiding people I've never wanted to see again, and I've been successful at it.
I don't know how that's possible.
It's not that small. It's small, but it's not that small. So the chances of them running into each other were, that was a pretty unlikely thing. I mean, not to mention in the smallest restaurant in the city.
Has this ever happened to anyone where they lied about being under the weather and then they got busted? 585-252-9800 is the number. What is the best excuse you ended up using, let's say, to get out of work? It could be a date, but most of us have called in sick on the job.
Right.
You've done it multiple times.
Of course.
I've been here. Yeah. It's like, "Oh, Breezy's calling in sick."
Yeah. I've definitely faked a lot of, not sickness, injury.
Injuries.
Injury. So I was in a neck brace. I sent my boss a picture of me in a neck brace. I was like, I can't come in tonight. Unless you want me to serve tables with a neck brace.
She's like
"We're just good. You're good, I guess."
So we had field day over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
The whole company gets together. We eat, we drink, we play games, cornhole, what have you.
Right.
Breezy wanted nothing to do with it. So she shows up to work in a sling and on crutches. Because she twisted her ankle. How she ended up getting in a sling, I have no idea. It was so dramatic. But when no one was looking, she was running up the steps.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Running. The drama.
It was crazy.
But we got a couple texts coming in. First one is Ryan. What's up, Ryan? I used a twisted ankle as an excuse for a sick day many years ago, and I needed an authentic limp. So when I was at work, I put a decent-sized stone in my work boot that created a limp for the day. And then it gave me a real limp from walking on it all day. I love the commitment, man.
That's insane.
Lisa says, I called into work the other month and told them I was sick. I ended up going to Wegmans where I ran into my coworker who also called in sick.
Oh my God. If you're going to do that, you need a plan.
Hannah, you ever call in sick? I know you have. You're so full of crap.
She goes, I never lie, which I see that for her. Yeah.
Well, you're only 21. Give it some time.
Mm-hmm. You haven't been beaten down yet, but so it'll happen eventually. Not worried.
I told you it was Halloween. My job, I used to have at Dome Buick and GMC when I was 18. I so badly wanted to go to a Halloween party.
Oh, yeah.
they wouldn't
the filing
let me.
Cabinet.
The manager would not let me. And I was pissed. And they're like, you have a responsibility. You need to work. And my girlfriend, all my friends were at this party. And I was so upset that I had to work. So what did I do? I lay down on the floor, placed a filing cabinet on top of me and acted like I passed out. And they came running down. They were going to call a paramedic and were like, you should just go home. I was like, all right, should I just finish up the job? Like, no, get out of here.
You running. running to the Halloween party.
Placed a filing cabinet on top of me. It was the most, I mean,
which could have gone very poorly.
Yeah, that was my low point. But, you know, you do these things at 18.
Tim says, that's called using your resources.
I'll never forget that. Tim says to the guy, Ryan, who just texted in about the fake limp, someone give that dude a medal for his commitment.
Yes, absolutely. I know, it's not so much sickness because can't get anything past our boss. Even when I am like deathly ill, like I had COVID, I was actually dying. Like I barely had a pulse. I was like, hey, like I'm really not doing well. He's like, feel better, period. I'm like, okay.
Usually I'm the one checking in. I hope you feel better.
No, literally. Moose is like, honestly, whatever you need, you just let me know. Daddy's got you. I'm like, Dange? He's like, K, period.
Yeah, feel better.
I'm hospitalized. No, it's the injury for sure. Breezy, I've never broken a bone. So for all the times I've called in, I'm like, I broke my ankle. Everything's broken. Never broken a bone. So there's that.
Your contract negotiation's coming up soon, isn't it?
No, fully.
98 PXY. PXY mornings. It's Moose. It's Breezy. Welcome back to the show. 75 degrees for the high today. What?
Say what?
Our listener, Devin, says if she doesn't put a stop to what's happening between her and her daughter's father, then the two of them are guaranteed to end up in financial hardship. Let's get Devin on the air with us, who told us she just feels like her ex is constantly trying to one-up her, especially when it comes to the Tooth Fairy.
It's a classic.
Good morning, Devin.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, thanks for coming on with us for Parental Confidential.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I met Devin this past weekend at Fashion Week.
Oh, you did?
And we were chatting, and this got brought up, and I was like, you have to come on the air. And she was like, twist my arm.
Oh, we love that. So, I mean, this is probably relatable. How old is your daughter, Devin?
She's 7.
7 years old. Tell us what's been going on and why you feel like you need to hurry up and bury some money in the backyard.
Yeah, so my daughter lost her first tooth when she was 6, and she was at my house. So she spends half her time at my house and half her time at her dad's house. And when she lost her tooth, I was like, amazing. I have $6 in cash, so special because she's 6 years old.
Sure. Oh, great.
So, yeah, so the Tooth Fairy left her $6. And then she ended up losing her second tooth at her dad's house. And in my mind, I'm thinking, like, it's her second tooth. It's not that special. $1, maybe $2
right.
is good. No.
The first tooth is always special.
Right, of course.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. And no, he, of course, just has to one-up me and gives her $7.
Almost like he did it in a petty way.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay, so now she gets $7, and now your daughter's like, man, I could really make some side coin.
She's like, it feels good to be a gangster. She starts punching herself in the mouth.
So, did you bring this to his attention?
Yes, I did. I texted him and I said, I heard the Tooth Fairy keeps giving more money. Wow. And he said, yeah, looks like it's just going to keep going up by $1 per tooth.
Oh my God.
I said, no, that's craziness.
That's insane. She's going to be literally Bill Gates by the time she's 10.
Well, let me ask you, Devin, because your daughter's 7, yeah?
Yeah.
What's the conversations she's had with you? Have you brought this to her attention about the money she's getting at dad's?
No, I haven't. And I've been a little nervous.
She's like, Mom, that's been invested for quite some time now. I have a 401k.
Yeah. Does she have any other teeth that are currently loose?
Yes. She lost her other tooth, her third tooth at her dad's,
mm-hmm.
and he gave her, guess how much?
$8.
Sure did.
Okay. Now he's just competing with himself at this point.
Correct.
No, actually.
And the bar is being set really high. Really
so high.
High.
So now I'm nervous for her to lose her tooth at my house because I'm definitely not giving her $9.
No, you're definitely not.
Oh my God, no. Come on.
Wait,
Devin,
okay.
You know exactly what you need to do. Slip her. I'm serious. I'm not even joking when I say this. Like, put him to shame. Slip a 50 under her pillow.
Oh, my.
No, I'm serious. Give her $50. Nobody's going to trump that.
The only person making out from this is your daughter. She's literally going to be Bill Gates by the time all of her adult teeth are in.
Literally.
I know we talked about this I don't know the exact math, and don't ask us, we're not great, but if he were to continue this, what would her end total be?
Yeah, so when I sent that message to him, he was like, I said, good for her for getting so much money. I'll send her to your house if she loses more, because the Tooth Fairy seems to have lots of extra stacks there.
Yeah, right. She's got to start paying the RG&E bill.
Right, literally.
And he was like, oh, the Tooth Fairy may have made a mistake. And then he used AI, ChatGPT, to calculate how much he would be giving her if she lost all her teeth there.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. If she did get $8 a tooth, I mean, there's 32
teeth. Well, no,
it,
goes, no, it goes up every
that's,
tooth.
I can't figure that out,
so
please.
How much is it, Devin?
$290.
Yep.
Oh, see, I had $260.
Yeah, well.
Okay, yeah. So what's your relationship like with your ex?
Expensive, clearly.
There isn't one, really.
I see.
Except for the text exchange of the financial ruin that he's putting himself in.
Yeah. But aside from the whole Tooth Fairy dilemma, do you feel like there's always kind of been this situation with him where you're trying to one-up each other? Because he's got your daughter half the time, you got your daughter half the time, and you both want to be the best parent.
Sounds like he's the one trying to one-up.
I'm not one-upping anyone. He's one-upping himself.
And I think this is also so relatable, Devin, with Christmas being right around the corner. People
sure.
with divorced parents. This is so classic of like,
yep.
Well, mom got me Lululemon leggings and you got me a Walmart vest. So.
No, literally.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So are you worried about that?
I don't really care about money that way. I don't spoil my daughter. If we go to the store and she wants something small, I'm like, okay, it's small. Mm-hmm. But they go to the store, they're like, this and that. And she's like, my dad got me this. And I'm like, so cool.
You know what this sounds like to me? This sounds like bad cop, good cop. It sounds like her father wants to be her best friend, mm-hmm. and you got to be the bad cop because you're the parent. And you're not interested in being friends with her. You just want to be her mom. And so, but you also... Are you a little worried that she's going to get to a point where she just wants to go to dad's because it's more fun, that he buys more, there's less rules, there's, you know what I mean? She could just run free. It's lawless there. Has that ever crossed your mind?
Absolutely. And I feel like that is so, I don't know, I feel like that's so typical for, like, moms.
Right.
Like, of course there's no structure and routine at dad's house.
Yeah.
Period.
We got to ask, though, 585-252-9800, anybody who's been in Devin's situation with the parenting, you know, and you guys have the child half the time. How did you come to an agreement, or how did you deal with a situation like this where you have your other partner that's always trying to one-up you? What did you do to resolve that? Or did you not? You just deal with it.
Devin, we're getting some texts in right now from the listeners. They say, looks like she's going to have to start bringing her teeth over to dad's. You lost it here? Oh, well, she must not be able to find you, the Tooth Fairy, that is. Bring it to dad's. It'll all work itself out, and you'll get more money there.
Do you have a limit, Devin, when it comes to Christmas presents this year?
I don't.
Okay.
Oh, the
but
limit
I haven't
does
even
not exist.
Bought one, so.
Uh-huh. Wow. I thank you for sharing your story because it is so relatable, not just with the Tooth Fairy situation, but with all of the things. And just, you know what, Devin? Keep doing you. Keep shining. And your ex can stay in competition with himself.
No, literally. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks so much for calling in, Devin. I appreciate the story. But let us know how much money your daughter ends up making out, okay?
Yeah, I will.
Open up that savings account. All right.
Her daughter ends up making more money than both of us combined. It's fine.
No, literally.
She knows what she's doing at this point. She 100%. She's 7. She gets it. She's taking a hammer to the mouth. All right, Devin, we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks so much.
All right, have
Bye,
a great
Devin.
Day.
Oh, she has the dental floss in, the door handle shuts the door.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes co-parenting can turn into a real rivalry. You know what I'm
and
saying?
And just a very expensive situation.
Right. So I had a buddy.
The ChatGPT.
Him and his wife separated, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Christmas comes along, and they have 3 kids. They have a daughter and 2 sons.
Okay.
Well, she goes out and buys them the presents that she wants for Christmas, and they love it. All right, now they're getting presents at mom's, and they're getting presents at dad.
Love.
What does he do? He goes and one-ups her, and plans an entire trip to Mexico. And then he goes and posts it all over Facebook, you know, and I'm like, wow, that if that's not one-upping,
you know,
the ex, I don't know what is.
Neither of us have divorced parents, and we're very fortunate for that. But it's times like these where, you know, I wouldn't be mad.
I would not be mad. Listen, I've thought about it.
I want to go to Cancun.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Sabrina Carpenter on PXY Mornings. That's Taste. We love a good taste.
We sure do.
Dozens of people came out yesterday to hear the results of a community survey. They took about the biggest problems facing Monroe Avenue today in Rochester, and also to share solutions. You had about 1,000 people that took that survey. And how many say Monroe Avenue is safe? What percentage? Breezy?
I said 20.
Oh, my goodness. You're close. 15% say, yeah, it's totally safe. I'm sure those people who said yes live on the opposite side of the city.
Right, they're in Pittsburgh. They're like, I love it here.
Over 68% agree that, yes, Monroe Avenue is ready to support new local businesses, but, I mean, they'd like to see some public safety improved.
Right.
It's a little sketchy down there. This person says, I took the survey because Monroe Avenue is not as safe as it used to be. I got my leg broken by criminals just last year. That came from Lisa Jacks, owner of Park Avenue Pets. And she shared her feedback on possible solutions on the crime. She said revitalizing Monroe Avenue pretty much begins and ends with having the Monroe Theater occupied with a business where people go in and out all day long, and it is a vital part of the avenue. Instead of a boarded up, derelict hole in the wall with junkies and homeless and drug dealers, she said.
Oh.
I don't ever remember that theater being up and running, do you?
No.
I mean, it's been years. It's been boarded up for quite some time.
Right.
But roughly 100 people were at the Monroe coalition meeting, including neighbors, business owners, police, and city council members. And they came together to celebrate the positive results from the survey, but also they all agreed, we got to improve the negatives here. There is definitely a lack of public safety.
Right.
So the coalition will hold its next meeting. There's going to be a brainstorming session December 2nd. And the coalition also plans to apply for grants to bring more money into that neighborhood to really
just spruce it up.
Make it look pretty.
Love. Absolutely. It is scary, though.
But I do love the amount of work that they have put in this city. I mean, before I moved away, downtown Rochester, not even close to where it's at right now.
Yeah.
No. 13 years later, there's parts where it's absolutely beautiful down there, mm-hmm. and they've done a lot, and they're trying to do that with Main Street. They're trying to do it with Monroe Avenue too.
Yes.
585-252-9800 for There I Said It. This is your chance to get whatever is bothering you off your chest. We'll get to all your unpopular opinions coming up next on PXY.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
I think it's time to spit some hot fire, don't you?
Let's spit it.
Just Melissa's here, 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Stop using love languages in a relationship, she says. You're a crappy partner, There I Said It.
Oh, okay.
Melissa, go ahead, girl. Call him out. What's his name?
Pop off.
We know you want to say it. Who are you talking about? It's overplayed and women are not buying it anymore. There I Said It. The love languages. It's like, actually, I'm more physical touch, not quality time, so I'll see you in a month.
I'm actually more words of affirmation, so thanks. This person says, we need less content, not more. There I said it. I'm so sick of watching the same thing in a different font every single day. Oh, with that being said, go follow us on Instagram at 98 Peaks by Rochester. The content is flowing.
It sure is. Who else is here? I think mine for today is... I feel like the days leading up to Christmas is actually better than Christmas Day itself. There, I said it.
I agree with
there
you.
There, I said it. No take backs. I said what I said.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
I think it's so much better. It, you know, everyone's depressed after Christmas. I'm just leading up to it, there's so much excitement for like 10 days straight.
Mm-hmm. And not to mention, like, when Christmas actually hits, like, you don't really do much. Like, the morning's great.
The morning's great. Like, you're chilling.
After 11, you're like, so now what?
I opened up everything. Now what?
Right. You just, there's a lot of laying around.
There's just a lot of grazing.
A lot of lounging, for sure. Which, I mean, we don't hate, but let's see. This person,
Anna, do me a favor and just let me know how many more days until Christmas. Thank you so much.
This person says, I don't care what anyone says, but the middle seat absolutely slaps. There, I said it.
Oh, on the plane?
No, thank you.
Yeah, you know why? Because you get two armrests.
I guess.
Yeah, you get two armrests.
I'd rather rest my head than my arm.
Well, you should start flying first class then.
Period.
Renee says the conversation you guys had this week on your show about pets being family is not it. Sorry, pets are not family. There, I said it. Oh, God. They're great companions. But you should not be allowed to take an entire week off of work to care for a pet. It's much different than your own child being sick. So whoever thinks this is just the same thing needs to stop comparing the two. All right. You said it, Renee. Thank you so much for weighing in.
Mine for today is this. Tell Me Lies on Hulu is the best show that they ever produced on that network. There, I said it.
I've not seen it.
It is. I finished it last night. It's amazing. Very sexual, very lot of suspense.
Yeah.
It's just really such a good show. Like, so many twists and turns. And if you haven't watched it, 10/10 would recommend.
I might watch that, Breeze. I started
the
first episode of Yellow Jackets.
Mm-hmm.
I tried getting into that before the Yankees game. Because somebody
It's good. Is it not?
Yeah, from what I watched, I'm like, yeah, I'll probably watch the second episode. I can get into it. That basically was about a girls' soccer team. They got in a plane crash.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess as they're older now, they live to kind of tell what happened. And some of them are not thrilled with the decisions that they ended up making to stay alive for 19 months before they were actually found.
Mm-hmm.
So
more to come on that.
Coffee tastes better cold, even in the wintertime. There, I said it. I don't know who you are, but I 100% will agree with you on that.
Interesting.
Oh, look who's here, Breeze. Your best friend.
Who's here?
The most toxic man in Rochester.
Big Ed.
Big Ed. Sup, guys? Big Ed here. Hey, Breezy, I have a Halloween one for you today. What is a ghost's favorite dessert?
I don't know.
Take a stab at it. It's super easy. What's a ghost's favorite dessert?
Shepherd's pie. I don't know. What
is
that?
I scream.
You're so good. When are you going on tour? When's your Netflix special dropping?
Absolutely brilliant. Big Ed, you would be doing a disservice if you didn't keep them coming, buddy. Well done. Jeanette says you can always tell which families are broken by the ones who don't eat together as a family at dinner time. There, I said it.
Oh, okay.
Shade.
Absolute shade.
I grew up eating dinner with the fam every single night, and you were not late. You were washed up and at the table by 6:30.
No elbows on the table.
No elbows on the table. No ifs, buts about it.
All right.
And also, Hannah, we need you there. I said it. But I think one of the reasons I haven't been to the movies in so long is for the reason that the last time I was there, people in the front row were clapping and cheering, and it made me cringe so bad that I just never went back.
Yeah. Go ahead, Hannah.
You don't care.
All right.
What's up, Hannah?
I don't like yoga, and I think that people who try to force me to enjoy it just make it super uncomfortable, and it's not at all relaxing. There, I said it.
I've never heard a woman say they don't like yoga. Who's forcing you to enjoy yoga?
I hate yoga.
My yoga teacher. I have to take a class.
Oh, that's for the part of your curriculum?
Yeah, I have to take a health class, and I'm taking yoga, and it's terrible.
Well, that's on you. You shouldn't have picked that.
Is your yoga teacher creepy?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we get into that a little later.
We should. I have a lot of questions then.
I do, too. I mean, there's nothing like a hot, sweaty old man in the downward dog position.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying.
It sounds like you're talking about my middle school gym teacher.
And now we're going into child's pose.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
You guys got yourself a chance to win free money, and all you got to do is download that Odyssey app, listen for 1 hour each day for your chance at $5,000. Get that bag.
Period.
Should you be open with your boss about your mental health? 585-252-9800. We got this message from, interesting message from Caitlin, who's 29, and says she feels like she's been dropping the ball at work, but she doesn't feel like she could be honest with her boss on the reason why. And she's been struggling a lot lately. So she wrote us and says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. Love the show in the morning. I know last month you spent a lot of time on mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And people like me really appreciate it because I personally don't think it's talked about enough. I had a major depression relapse around June, July and got majorly behind on my caseload. No one noticed, or at least no one mentioned it. And I ended up getting got some help around the end of August, increased my antidepressant dosage and started going to therapy more and more. And I was feeling much better, but mid to end September, I've been having a hard time getting back into a schedule. And I think my supervisor has noticed that I'm behind on task."
Mm.
She emailed me asking about X, Y, and Z we discussed earlier has been completed. And the answer is no. My question is, do I tell her honestly what has been going on and what I'm trying to, and I'm trying my best to recenter and be productive and successful, or do I wait and see what happens? At this point in my life, I'm just really concerned about potential repercussions if my supervisor thinks I've dropped the ball.
Right.
And I'm not sure what the best course of action is. I'm just looking for some advice. And that came in from Caitlin, 29, from Rochester, who is asking the question, should I be open with my boss about my mental health? Which is the main reason why she has been falling behind on work.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I think, is so relatable because so many of us, the last thing we want to do sometimes when we're feeling like this is wake up in the morning and go to work.
Yeah, it is true. I mean, it's definitely hard. And it's hard because sometimes you don't know where your manager stands on mental health.
You don't.
Some managers don't believe in it. Other managers will give you all the time in the world. So it's hard, and there's really no way to find out unless you ask. But then you're also kind of blowing yourself in. So
you would think if you were going through a mental health episode like this,
mm-hmm,
that you would be comfortable with going straight to your boss and be like, "Listen, I know I've been falling behind. I take total accountability on that. However, this is the reason why." They can easily be like, "It's not my problem."
Right.
Some of them may be very empathetic to your situation, but not all managers are the same.
Correct.
Let me get to some of your texts coming in right now. There's a few of them, actually. This Courtney says, "I've been here post-pandemic. My mental health was so bad. My boss actually took me aside to ask if I was okay. I didn't even realize how bad it was, but she very gently let me know that some key things were not getting done and told me that she felt they had overloaded me and took one of my tasks and gave it to a colleague.
Mm.
I would be 100% open with your manager. She may be more understanding than you think." Right. See, that's a good manager right there.
Yeah. This person says, "If you feel comfortable enough to sit down and have a conversation if she feels comfortable enough to sit down and have a conversation with her boss, absolutely have that conversation. If she does not, then sit down with HR first, then sit down with HR and the boss at the same time,"
mm-hmm,
"because, that could help. And I hope she gets all the help and love that she needs. I hope the boss and the people that she works with are supportive and understanding. Kindness goes a long way."
Yeah, it does.
It's true.
What was it yesterday? Who do we talk to yesterday on the show about her pet?
Oh, mm-hmm.
What's her name? I can't remember. Irina or something like that. Anyways, her dog has been sick for a week. And I know it's not relatable to this with mental health, but I'm just saying there are some managers like hers that was like, absolutely not. You can't take off because you have a sick dog. You could take off, but it's not counting as a sick day.
Right.
But if your child was sick at home, 100%.
Right.
And that was the discussion we had, is your pet part of your family? But really, I bring this up is because there are some managers, like her boss was not understanding of that situation whatsoever.
Correct.
And when it comes to your mental health, you so badly want to be open with your supervisor, the person in charge of you, to explain, hey, I'm sorry, I totally agree, I'm falling behind. But you have so much pride, it's hard for you to admit that.
Yeah, definitely.
So you do everything you can to catch up. This person says, I would delicately communicate that you had a health issue during that time that impacted your productivity, but you have it under control now, and you're working to catch up.
My first job, this is a crazy story. My first job ever, I was 14 years old.
Where were you working at 14?
An ice cream shop.
Okay.
And I got the job there, and I was crushing it, and then I went back every summer, and there was a point where my senior year, summer going into college, I was just going through a lot of like really personal things that were detrimental to my mental health. And I was kind of not performing to as high of a standard as I had past summers. And my boss, who works with children and was a guidance counselor.
Yeah.
Basically was like, hit the road, Jack. Like, basically blamed me for like everything and was like, I don't really care what you're going through. When you show up here, like, you're supposed to be working, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, you can't let this overtake whatever. And I'm like, I'm literally like,
yeah, try to teach you. You got to leave it at the door.
I'm like crying every day. And she's like, don't care. I never went back, and I've never gone back to eat or consume anything.
Oh, see, you want to talk about holding a grudge, Hannah?
No, I won't.
That's our girl Breezy right there.
I literally won't. So.
It's like 15 years later.
Nope.
Jackie says, unfortunately, there is no way in knowing how a boss will react to a situation like this.
Mm-hmm.
I was once in your shoes and shared the struggles I had been going through with my supervisor and was met with the opposite of compassion. She told me that I should have actually been working harder to distract myself from my mental health issues. Some managers are just horrible.
Damn.
And there you have it, Breezy. To answer your question. Oh God, there's so many here. If you guys are just tuning in, we got this message from Caitlin, who's 29, and she's asking them the question, should you be open with your boss or supervisor about your mental health? Because she's been falling behind a lot at work. She says, I'm behind on my caseload, and I haven't been able to get the work done. I promised my boss I would get done. And a lot of it has to do with my mental health and the depression that I've been relapsing. And so some of you say yes, but like Jackie says, unfortunately, there's no way of knowing how a supervisor or manager will react.
Mm-hmm.
And then let me get over to Meg real quick, who says, I went through something very similar, but I hadn't gotten help yet before it came up with my boss. My boss was not nearly as kind as yours. I ultimately chose not to share my situation and rather create a plan and share it with her of how I was going to get through everything. I wish you the best, and you should definitely tell your manager what's been going on. Tons of resources in Rochester for people going through difficult situations.
Mm-hmm.
What's the number? 988?
Mm-hmm. 988.
988, they can point you in the right direction. They have plenty of resources there, too.
Absolutely.
If I say yes, tell your boss what you're going through. Caitlin, you?
I would, too. I mean, like, it's better to be upfront honest, because if you get in a situation where, God forbid, you do get reprimanded or fired or something along those lines, and then you pull the mental health card, yeah, it'll look like you're just like trying to cover something up.
Kind of want a paper trail.
Right.
You want to cover all bases. Thank you so much, Caitlin, for the nice message, and we wish you all the best. And everybody going through the same exact thing, you can always text 988. There's plenty of resources for help, and we wish you all the best, Caitlin. Thanks for the message.
Mm-hmm.
It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Thank you guys for starting the morning off with us. Carla is on the phone. Long story short, here's the situation. She sends a text in after the show yesterday, says Halloween and trick-or-treating should be canceled, and you two need to let people know.
And we
said, absolutely not. For one, we love Halloween, and two, if you think it's such a terrible holiday, you call up and you do it.
Right.
And she said, well, if that's what I have to
She's like, twist my arm.
So here she is. Let me get her on with us. Hi, Carla. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What's the vibe here? Because we got your message yesterday or your text from after the show. I'm glad you decided to be the one to come on and share how you're feeling about Halloween, because these are not the views of Breezy and I.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, I am not trying to be one of those crazy listeners, because God knows you guys have your fair share.
We sure
but,
do.
But I did want to come on and just share with parents that this whole Halloween trick-or-treating thing, it's just getting so ridiculous more and more and more every year.
Okay.
You know, Halloween was created for consumers to buy more candy and plastic, right?
I don't know any of
the... We understand this, that it contributes to the environmental crisis.
Well,
I feel like everything does, but yeah, go on.
I'm a fan of Reese's or 100 grand.
Well, it's also kind of a demonic and offensive holiday, especially if you're Catholic. Okay, I have been baptized.
Same.
And the whole nine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
confirmed.
Look at all of these unhealthy kids today. We've got that going too, right? The kids that are just fat, and the parents are walking around, and they're wondering, why is their kid a diabetic?
Well, that's just one night out of the year.
Okay, Carla. I don't think that's...
I don't think Halloween, one night out of the year, contributes to the obesity factor that's taking place in this country.
The kids aren't turning diabetic on November 1.
They're walking around going door to door begging for candy, and they fill these pillowcases to the brim. They don't eat it all in one day.
Of course not.
You know?
No.
I live in Pittsford, and God forbid I close my blinds and shut the lights off, because I don't want to participate in this. Now, I have to peek out my window all night waiting for some kid idiot to start egging my house.
Has that happened before to you?
Well, not yet, but it's bound to happen.
Okay, Carla.
Well, with that attitude, Carla, sure.
Yeah, you're definitely, that's called divine intervention, but okay, continue.
Have you always felt this way about Halloween? Like, when did this start? Did you as a kid ever go trick-or-treating?
Yeah, when I was a kid, we participated a little, but this has just become so out of hand. And honestly, it is such a stupid holiday. I started a Facebook group about it.
Oh.
More and more people are agreeing with me. Kids today, they are tired, they are fat, and a lot of it has to do with Halloween. So
I don't know. I just hear a very negative person. That's all I hear, Carla.
I don't know why this affects you so deeply. Maybe it's because you never won a costume contest as a young lattice, but maybe not. I don't know.
I mean, you think that's it? Do you think you're just bitter from your past Halloween experiences?
Look, only God can judge me. You want to judge me? That's your business.
Listen, we just want to know why. You're the one that decided you wanted to call in and take a crap on Halloween and every kid that participates in it. When it's one night a year, what is the big deal?
Right.
You're giving kids some candy.
I have to lose sleep to make some other kid fat?
How much sleep are you losing?
What are you talking about?
What are you going to bed at 6 p.m.?
I didn't say that you have to agree with me.
No, I don't think many people do. So I don't
That's
know.
Okay. A lot of people are fat.
Well, okay.
Okay, you sound very fat-phobic right now, so I'm concerned about your stance on,
you
like...
I'm like, you're calling names right now.
No, we're not, Carla. That's not what we're doing. But I first of all, you called into our show. You're talking about how much you hate Halloween, and I'm still baffled over here trying to figure out how it affects you so deeply. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. And then you're bringing God and religion into it. Like, God's not third mic right now. Like, what are we doing?
It's just that when you texted us yesterday, you were very, very adamant about sharing your views on Halloween. And we said, we're not going to say it for you. If you want to come on the show, you can do it yourself, what you're doing. So there's going to be a little bit of backlash, not just from us, from everybody listening, Carly. Don't get me wrong. Yes, you are 100% entitled to your opinion and your views on any holiday. That's fine. But to go on and just start bashing kids for being fat and blaming Halloween on the obese epidemic, I just disagree with it.
Well, you are entitled to your opinion, and I'm entitled to mine.
Okay, that's Carla.
Well, I don't know if you heard this, but we are collectively here at the radio station, along with the town of Pittsford, we've been sending out proposed bills to county elected officials to introduce a new bill to make it mandatory where Halloween is not just one night during the month of October, Carla, but every night for all 31 days.
You are so full of it, your eyes are probably brown.
Oh, my gosh. Talk about demonic. All right, Carla. Yeah, he kind of is. But nevertheless, thank you so much for the insight this morning. Really just it set me up for a good day.
I just want to let you know, Carla, we have a woman by the name of Michelle texting in. And she says, it's always the people who are the loneliest and the most depressed who want to ruin the fun for everyone, especially with kids.
If making kids unhealthy makes me not fun, then I'm all right with that.
All right.
Okay, Carla.
Well, we do appreciate you caring for about these kids, Alf. And that's the silver lining here.
Thank you.
All right, Carla. Thanks for calling in. I hope you have a good Halloween.
And have a good day yourself. And parents out there, do better by your kids.
Okay, Carla.
All right. Thanks, Carla.
Bye.
Sounds like she needs a Snickers.
Yep.
You're not you when you're hungry, Carla.
You're just not.
That's a tough one.
Sounds like somebody got a little E. coli from the quarter pounder with cheese.
Donald Trump served it to her. Here's the thing. It's not that big of a deal as she's making it out to be.
No, of course not. Listen, most people love Halloween, and kids get to do it maybe 13 to 14 years tops out of their childhood to make memories. So have at it.
Have at it.
That's what I say. Moose and Breezy, I too live in Pittsford. Can you please let me know where this woman lives? I got about 75 kids in the neighborhood, and we would love to collectively head to this woman's house to trick or treat. Okay, yeah, this is free game for tomorrow night.
Free game.
Let's bust
indeed.
The kids in. Let's bust them in. This lady sucks just because she is not interested in a holiday. All of a sudden, we need to cancel it because she's under the impression that all kids in this country are obese because of one night out of the year where they eat candy.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. Depending on how much candy they collect in a given night tomorrow, yeah, it might be able to last until Easter time, but that's why the Halloween candy tax from the parents come into play.
And you got to check for needles and you got to check for razor blades. So.
Okay. What?
I'm just saying.
This really took a turn, did it?
98 PXY, the number one hit music station.
For sure. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What's up, guys? It is Wednesday, 75 for the high today. We will take that. I think for a lot of us, we've all found ourselves in situations where we're so uncomfortable, we couldn't help but just to break out in laughter.
Mm-hmm. And also, this happens like more often in grade school. I remember something happening in class and laughing about it, and then everyone else has moved on. And you're still laughing about it because you can't stop thinking about it or you can't stop replaying it in your head.
Childish. But even as an adult, we still experience those type of
things. It just happened to me yesterday. I was at the gym. My trainer came up to me, said something funny, and then all my muscles went weak and I couldn't do anything else. I was just like dying laughing. And they were like, that happened like 45 minutes ago. Like, get over it.
Yeah. When I was in Danceletics, I know, it's like, we're all so funny. Everyone have a big laugh. Anyways, we're practicing our cartwheels, and then we were doing somersaults, but the teacher had to run over on the mat and help me, and I just, like you wouldn't believe, just laid one out. It was just...
That really, doesn't shock me at all.
And everybody was laughing but me. I think that was the class that ended my dancing career.
Oh, like, no.
I was so freaking red in the face. Hannah's waving her hand. Come over here. What's the, what, you got a?
I got a story. Okay, go ahead. I got a story to share. I got something to get off my chest.
Please.
Yeah, I was in my yoga class, which I already don't like yoga.
No, it's trash.
It's trash.
No offense.
Well, why did, I've never
respectfully,
heard women,
of course.
Never in my life have I heard women say they don't like yoga.
No, it's Pilates that they love. Yoga's like ugh.
Yoga. I don't like to relax.
But me neither.
This exercise where we're like working on our breathing, breathing in your chest, breathing in your abdomen, breathing in your stomach, and my teacher brought in a rope to class and was like, "We're gonna like
what kind of rope?
Like I don't know, rope, like
tie somebody up, rope.
I guess
you know, rope.
You know, rope.
Quite the Boy Scout.
I was really freaked out by it, and he was like, "We're gonna like put it around your waist, around your chest to like see where you're breathing." And he asks us, he's like, "All right, so who's gonna strap me in?" I could have died. I was so uncomfortable. Strap you in, sir. Three people in this class, and
three?
We're all just dead silent.
Who was in charge of strapping him in?
I was. We all had to. What
does that even mean in yoga? How do you do that? What do you have to do?
We had to wrap the rope around his chest and around his stomach, and just like he asked us to like kneel around him.
This is satanic.
And just like feel him breathe.
What? This is weird.
I want to take this.
What's
class.
Going on at Ness? Oh, Hannah.
So, by the way, this is a male teacher.
Were you dying?
I could not keep it together. I was actually shaking the whole time because I was trying not to make it obvious.
He's like, Hannah's breathing patterns are really, really vital. She's like, "I'm absolutely convulsing."
Yeah, and
so.
I knew one of the kids in the class, and I'm like, "I can't even look at you because I'm just going to lose it." We had to actually take turns being the ones strapped in, too.
Who's in charge of strapping you in?
Everybody in the class.
Wow, it's a team effort.
It was a team bonding experience. They all had like ropes around each other, like just deep breathing.
This is very scary.
This is not yoga. You took a bondage class. You know that, right? Yeah. That's not yoga.
No, it was bondage day, I guess.
She took
a memo.
Cirque du Soleil class.
Oh my God.
That's more action than I've seen in quite some time.
Which is like, where do I sign up?
So bad. That's creepy. That's a college course at where?
At Nazareth.
Out of all places. I guess that doesn't really surprise me.
Wow. No, not at all.
No. No, of course not.
Well, I mean, I'm glad you got through it and you're here to tell the tale, but I would not blame you for laughing your ass off through that entire experience. That's the only way to cope and get through it. There's no other way.
I mean, I don't know. There's got to be a lot of creepy yoga teachers out there, right? Or instructors.
Hannah goes in on Friday during her class. She's like, "Why is it up to 90 degrees in here?" He's like, "It's hot yoga today." He's wearing no clothes.
How old's the guy?
I think like 50s.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that made it even worse. 50-year-old dude making you get on your knees and...
Who's going to strap me in?
This sounds like my middle school gym teacher. I'll say it again.
Oh, my gosh. He's like skydiving afterwards. We don't know. Anyways, all the best of luck to you. And you don't have to keep it together in situations like
that.
By
the way, you need this course to graduate?
I do. It's like required that I take a health course. And I really regret not signing up for juggling right now.
Juggling?
Yeah.
What do they do in Nazareth? Do they do any real work over
and
there?
And next week on the show, we'll figure out what's Hannah doing next.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon, right here on 98 PXY.